Proclamation number 7300 of 6th of March, 1959. The shortest way is the way across the cross. I want to show you the shortest path that leads to me, back into the Father's house. It is the path across the cross, the path to Jesus Christ, who became a shell for me as the human being Jesus so that I could accomplish the work of redemption for you, the work of atonement for your once great guilt of turning away from me. This work of mercy was accomplished by my love for you, my creations which had become sinful, which had thereby plunged themselves into greatest wretchedness and were to be released from it. My love wanted to take over the guilt for you and make atonement for you, for love was the only thing which could redeem this great guilt, and you yourselves had renounced all love, you had rejected every illumination of love on my part, you were completely devoid of all love, and since this great original guilt could only be atoned for with love, my love had to redeem the guilt for you if I wanted you to ever become free again and be able to return to me. You have now also become free from this through my act of salvation, yet always with the restriction that you yourselves want to return to me in freedom again. That you yourselves want to be illuminated and permeated by my love again, which is strength and light and freedom. Hence you first have to muster this will if you want to be accepted into the circle of those for whom I died the most bitter death on the cross. Only your will is necessary so that you will then also receive the necessary strength to be able to travel the path to me, for to travel this path means to be willing to enter the realm of my Son of Love again, so that you will change your hitherto unloving nature into love. Hence there is only one path which leads back to me again. The path of love, but you will only be able to take it when this path leads to the cross, otherwise you will be too weak to perform works of love despite your goodwill as long as my adversary still has you under his control, as long as the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ has not yet entered your life, whom you will only find on the cross of Golgotha if you set out on the path to him. For he alone can and will strengthen your still weak will by showering you with his graces acquired on the cross, and thus you will, as it were, receive back the strength of will you once possessed and lost due to your fall into the abyss. If I therefore want to show you the shortest path, it means that you absolutely have to make contact with Jesus Christ, that you approach him for the strengthening of your will, for the forgiveness of your guilt and for redemption from your still-bound state. And all this is also synonymous with a life of love, with everlasting activity of love which completely transforms your nature and thus brings it into line with mine again, who is eternal love. Every person who endeavors to live in love will also look up to Jesus Christ on the cross. He will feel guilty and to ask to be released from his guilt. In weakness of his soul he will take the path to Jesus Christ and avail himself of his graces acquired on the cross. He will lean on him because he feels too weak himself. And he will not need to go any further than the cross because there he will find everything he needs in order to be taken back into his Father's house. He will be certain of the forgiveness of his guilt of sin because he has also changed his nature, as well as the path to the cross is a matter of heart for him and therefore he also deeply regrets his guilt. But this change of nature does not take place without the will to love. For it is precisely love which the being lacks and which it has to ignite in itself again in order to assimilate itself to my original nature. But the human being will also be able to do so if only he is of good will to fulfill his earthly task for the purpose of which his earthly existence was given to him. The will is everything, and it is certainly strengthened by Jesus Christ. But for this reason the divine Redeemer cannot be excluded, and therefore the path to the cross is the human being's one great task, the fulfillment of which, however, secures him strength and freedom, light and beatitude, as it is promised to you. Amen.